It's 2008 and the daffodils are in bloom, and I'm trying to convince my wife that the season is right for turning off the household gas and electricity. She's not interested, but I persist until she suggests that I can live without gas and electricity if I do it in a house of my own. So I buy a house with our home equity line of credit east of Hopkins Medical Center on a block that's mostly boarded up. There are 27 houses, and 5 of them are occupied, 6 when I move in. One of the teenage boys on the corner says, "There goes the neighborhood." The kitchen had been looted. There were no countertops, no sink. That was okay. I had running water, I had a good roof, and I had a meal plan that didn't require a kitchen. I'd gotten it on the internet. Day one, I start out with my basic ration that's gonna be my meal. A half a cup of red winter wheat, some sunflower seeds and flax seeds, some alfalfa and herba mate tea, and a clove of garlic, some freshly ground ginger, and a pinch of red pepper, all together in a 32-ounce jar, covered in Baltimore tap water, and set aside for 24 hours. Day 2, I take a big gulp, my first gulp. It makes me gag. But I choke it down, and I make another batch. Day 3, I'm more hungry. I start earlier, I eat more slowly. I chew each kernel. I graze. Like a cow, I ruminate. I combine it with the abundant edible weeds in my backyard. The lamb's quarter, also known by the shape of the leaf as goosefoot. Week 2, Tuesday afternoon. I'm 5 blocks south sauntering and find myself among the Madeira Street community gardeners. They're harvesting carrots. They offer me one. They invite me to join their gardening on Tuesday afternoons. I accept. Back at what I'm now calling my urban cabin, I'm eating some of the grain along with carrot and carrot top. Ecstatic. I'm seeing myself from outside. Life without gas and electricity is a lot closer to the sun. By day, I read and I watch. By night, I dream and I listen. I wash my clothes, and like many of my neighbors, I dry them outside. I take a bath in the afternoon when it's still hot, and it keeps me, the cold water keeps me cold, warm into the night, or it helps keep me cool in the hot night. Week 3, Friday morning brunch with my wife. I'm feeling good. I'm elated, maybe over-elated. She notices that I'm skinny, but my bones aren't sticking out. There's talk of taking the experiment into the fall, maybe the winter. There's no end in sight until week 4. Without putting the house on the market, I get an offer from an investor for twice what I paid for it. Now, I'm drawn to abandoned places, places where people with choices tend to flee. And I have a soul of the monk in that I can go there, strip down to the basics, and really enjoy life for a time. I accept his offer. Week 7. I return back home, and my wife to my surprise, isn't all that impressed with my real estate windfall. I learned that the important thing is to acknowledge with gratitude her strength of spirit to be able to let me go on that adventure and then to accept me back on my timing. I don't long for soaked wheat. I made some in preparation for this story. I didn't finish it. It's a special kind of hunger to be able to enjoy grazing on wheat berries and goose foot and combining the carrot with the carrot top. I'm glad that for a time I made friends with that hunger. I'm glad to have known that hunger.